Well, welcome to the sound of a university. Yes, it's the sound of University College Cork. It's the sound of an incubation centre. The incubation centre is called Ignite, and I'm standing in the middle of a whole load of people exhibiting. And just to tell you what I'm watching, I can tell you that I can see a company called SigmaNutrition.com. Now, I'm not going to tell you anything about these companies. I'm going to tell you their name. It doesn't say what they're doing there. Then I have a company called Pundit Arena. Pundit Arena is here. Not sure what they do, but they're there. And we've got Pundit Arena, and we've got a strap line here, Sports by the Fans. Right, that's another Ignite startup company. We're moving along the line here. I come to a place called Fromblem. It's a company that has a strap line called Fixing Problems. And there is a photographer that I know, Neil Danton, the famous Neil Danton. Fromblem, user fault reporting for facilities and public services. I'll be back in a minute. I'm just working the room. Here we go. My Boom is the next one I come to. My Boom. I have to squeeze my way past various people, including supply.ie here. We've got this company called My Boom. Don't know what they do, but they've got something there. That's them. Moving on here now. What's the next startup company here? Outside the Bank of Ireland. Bank of Ireland have a place within. By the way, all of these startups are presenting to various people, and I'm hanging around the edge. I've got a company here now, which is down-to-earth materials, entirely combustible options for the food and catering industry. I'm not sure what the company's called. But I can tell you, it looks like salmon jerky. They sell salmon jerky. There's teriyaki, honey, table salt, and soy sauce. I see limes, I see garlic, I see ginger. I'm not sure what's going on here. I've got somebody here has got something pork. Right, anyway, this is a man who's speaking away there. He's actually got Good as Gold. His name is Jack, and he's from Good as Gold. Now, okay, moving on. Moving to the next one. Walking past the security guards for the university. This is called AG Tech. AG Tech with a 4. Oh, CH4. I don't know what that stands for chemically, but that is AG Tech. This is a company, they said slurry gases do kill. That's one of their things. Danger, slurry gases can kill, and then lethal risks of working with slurry. And then we've got something else here that says 5 heifers dead from slurry gas. When is gas released? How do you do? Good to see you. Lovely to see you. So here we're going around here, moving past all of these people towards yet another startup. This place is called Talent Strata. Creative Connections. Their strapline is source, organize, and book creative talent. They've got 3 different areas. Promote yourself, organize a team, get booked. Interesting, there's a woman there explaining that to everybody else, right? Just walking past this group here to the next one. This is called Uni. I think they're called UniLink. Well, you're being recorded on audio, so if you're prepared to be on the internet explaining what you do, you're absolutely welcome.
This is Sarah here, and she runs UniWink.
So what is the name of the company?
UniWink is the name of it. UniWink.com.
Wink. W-I-N-K.
Wink.
Uni, that has to do with universities, I'm guessing. Wink is, you know, have a bit of a lap or flirt or whatever it means.
Flirt, yeah.
And then there's a mortar board with a nice little sign of somebody having a wink at you. Now, there's something about lecture notes. Go on. Are you the expert?
Are you part of the team?
Go for it.
I'm an associate, shall we say. UniWink.com is a platform where students can upload notes so that other students can learn from those notes prior to exams. It is, in essence, it is helping students to collaborate to graduate.
So does that mean that if we're both undergraduates, right, and I go to the lecture and you don't, I can put my lecture notes, my notes on the lecture up, and you can have my notes?
That is possible. But initially, what they want is really good, high-quality notes, so that other students can take advantage of those quality notes and sort of, I suppose, rapidly learn prior to any assignment or an exam.
And is this in competition with the kind of notes you can buy out there, you know, notes for on the Tempest or notes on different things that you can buy commercially? Is this got a differentiator from those?
Well, people can go separately. The added value to this is that these notes are sort of tagged to the course modules.
Doing the same course then, if you've got the same lecturers and all that stuff, right? And who actually writes the notes?
The students.
All right.
And they're then validated for quality.
Oh, really? So the smartest boffin in the class writes the best quality notes, validated by some authority, who says this is good stuff, and it's shared with the other students.
Yes.
That sounds quite a good idea to me.
Yes. It looks good, and there's been a big uptake in it already.
Seriously? There are people trialling it?
There have been
Do you buy it or is it free?
The person who uploads their notes, they get credits.
From?
From UniWink. They're designated credits.
Right.
And that will allow them to have a choice of gifts or money or their choice.
So the business will give the brightest spark in the class a reward, and that will attract all the others to the app. Is it an app?
There's a website at the moment.
Yeah.
The other students then pay a small fee.
Yeah.
They can either pay a small fee on a monthly basis or on a seasonal basis.
And are you getting? I see a lady there with a what handbag is that? That's a famous handbag by her name?
Do you know this person?
Oh, no, that's that woman's handbag is Orla Kiley. Orla Kiley. Famous modern Irish designer. So she's... Who owns this business, by the way? Or who... Is there a team together?
Sarah,
yeah.
And her brother.
And her brother. And this man, is he one of the team?
He's an intern, I think.
All right. And who are you?
I'm a friend.
Well done. Well, I think you've done a wonderful job.
You've explained it anyway. You've summarised it.
Oh, dear, look, you've said it. Well, I used to be a student, you see, so I know what it's like to be at university. And saying to myself, "Is look, my ability to take notes quickly and accurately enough isn't as good as that other fella, right? So therefore, if I could get his notes or her notes, right, I could learn from their notes, especially if they were good at laying out their notes."
Yes, that's very important.
Now, are we getting mind mapping encouraged?
Yes, the quality of presentation, not just the content. Yes,
that's very good. The whole thing will hinge on how good your assessors are, I reckon.
That's for sure.
You know?
Yes, that is for sure.
So, but actually, I also think that you could probably get some people who think this is a wonderful idea being top-class assessors from other places in the world. Because you have a communications assessor who would assess the notes, not from a technical point of view, but from the point of view of how easy is it to learn from these notes. And then you could have a technical assessor who says how accurate is the information within the notes.
Yes, you could even conduct a little bit of research to validate that it actually...
We're talking learning, A-B testing of the notes.
Yes.
We could actually have two notes trialed by the target population, and we could track which group does better in their exams.
Mm-hmm.
This is very clever. You're the only startup I've talked to while I've been going around. Not that hasn't been deliberate, I just didn't want to interfere with what was going on. But it's so people can. What does this startup want to happen if somebody gets interested in this in Cork? I mean, are they interested in anybody contacting them, and how would they contact them?
Sarah's details on the web.
On the website.
Yeah.
So it's uniwink.com.
UNIWINK.com.
It's not a .ie, I see.
It's
cheaper
.com.
To have a .com, of course. But anyway, there we are. Look, thank you so much.
I'm Paul O'Mahony.
What's your name again?
Dennis Daly.
Dennis Daly. Mm-hmm. Right, Dennis, it's lovely to meet you. I think we're being called in, are we? I see people walking the other direction. Thanks a million for your this conversation. I'm very grateful to you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Can I have a card from the company? Has the company got a business card? Just for fun.
For fun?
Ah, well, for more than that. How do you do, Sarah?
This
Oh my God, how did you know who I was? You remember?
Of course I know who you were.
Yeah,
you
no, it's very good to see you, Sarah. Yeah,
I'm on social media.
This man has done a wonderful job at explaining your business to me. His explanation will be up on the internet later.
Everyone's heading upstairs for the talk
okay.
now.
Okay, thanks. Hey, I'll see you later. I'll see you later. Yeah, yeah.